In the first couple of games against St. Louis, Tarasenko's been able to score three goals. What do you see from him as an opposition player?
He's been able to score 15 other ones too, so everybody's got a game plan, and it's not working particularly well. Unusual skill set that he can take a pass, and it's not always just off his stick as fast as he can get it off, that he takes that time to find the goal, he find the space, and if it's not there, change his angle off his stick, change his body position angle. And then as all really great shooters, positioning himself originally that he can still get it off his stick real quick and finds that spot. At least one of the goals against us wasn't one of those shots that you can't believe he got all that wood on it. He just put it exactly where he needed to put it, the place the goalie couldn't get to it. He can shoot across a goalie's body really well. Just really great awareness of where the people around him are, and that maybe most importantly for a shooter, where the goalie is in that.
Paul, Andrew Ladd and Dustin Byfuglien, how big a part of your leadership group are they, and at what point do their uncertain futures become a concern for you, the head coach?
Well, one's the captain, and the other's runs the room, but he's part of that group of veteran guys. Their future's absolutely not uncertain because they're playing tonight and they're getting paid today. They've got a contract, they're Winnipeg Jets. Any thoughts or mindset beyond the distraction question, it's my job to make sure that this team's focused enough about the game here tonight. As you will find more veteran players that have either been through it once, understand the process, and don't take it as maybe personally as younger players do, they have the ability to do that. They're not getting kicked out of the league. They're probably looking at a pretty exciting future, and they got a game tonight. And I think the more veteran a player is, as you said, in that leadership group, the better his ability to do that on all distractions, whether it's contract, injuries, just had a baby, whatever it is that veteran players get used to going through. They've proven to be able to handle those distractions, and that's usually why their contracts are what they are.
Paul, you coach against him now, but you coached with him early in his career. For a guy who's quick to a story, Alex Steen, does anything stick out on him early in your coaching career with the Leafs?
18 goals, I think, as a first-year player. What was interesting, I believe he led Toronto in even strength minutes, but what stands out the most is how much his game has changed over those years, and he has become a great leader on ice and hard on the puck. He made a change in his game that he didn't necessarily have to make. He was prolific young, and he could have stayed on the outside and kind of played that perimeter game and just been a shooter. And I think I was surprised that he got moved, and he became he had to work to become the player that he is. I mean, he really, his intensity on the puck is he plays a hard, hard game, and I think he could have had a very fine career having not done that. He's still been a pretty good shooter, but he willed himself and worked himself into becoming a great all-around player.
Compare him to anybody at all now with his new game, that tougher, kind of more physical game?
I'm trying to think of you. You know what? You'd have to give him. I'm not fast enough on my feet for that one. So I was going to say Blake, but my experience then with Blake has been almost what we see here, right? But if you, maybe that's the perfect example, because and now I'm speaking about things I'm not sure about. When Blake came into the league, it was that kind of offensive game, and he hadn't put the grind into his game, and it wasn't until Blake said, okay, these are the things I can be good at every night. I can be on the puck, I can be hard to play against, that the numbers came, and he rounded into that player. There are other players. Usually what you find is a skilled guy will come in, become a grinder, but drop down the depth chart on the team. So he comes in as a guy who might be a shooter, figures out he's not truly a shooter in the NHL, and now he's playing on the third and fourth line, and he's grinding it out. You don't see a guy come in with the offense that he had early in his NHL career, and then kind of morph into that grinding player, but stay at the same kind of elite offensive guy that he's become. It's an unusual story.
How are you going to fix your power play? Or try to?
So the big number of where we're at is the season says the power play is not very good at all. The two blocks of our power play that liked leading into the game in Columbus when it was really good, and then really our five prior to Chicago, when it's at 22%, there are fairly substantial chunks in there that we liked it. We'll fix it by getting back to looking the way it's supposed to look when it is good. And it hasn't been, we were living off it early in the year. Power play was very good. So just getting back, so much of everything that we do is confidence. And when you're a confident power play group with your best players, the puck moves quicker, everything gets sharper. The decision to put the puck at the net is made before it gets to you, not after you've cleaned it off three times. So some of that quickness has come out, but we also think it's been back in there more recently.